There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the blind, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elvis. Elvis will score. Elvis will score. Newcastle has won.
Now, on to transfer whispers. We've already spoken about Tarponet. Famenu Brown, set to be offered offered a Bulldogs contract. Look, I like this. I thought Brown offered quite a lot when he got back to the Tigers. Really surprised that the Tigers, after letting go Madden and Little, have decided not to sign Brown, because I thought he'd be a good 14 for them, with Coruscant coming to the club. I think this is good. Thoughts, boys?
Yeah, I like it. I think New Brown, to be honest with you, he's another one. When he left, I probably didn't think we'd see him again. I didn't think he'd return. He came back.
And got an incredible story too.
Unbelievable story. Yeah it's unreal. But he came back and he was playing. He came back for the Bears originally. He played a couple of weeks there. And I watched him play a few and he looked pretty good. Then the Tigers signed him. And I thought he was really impressive with the Tigers. Mm.
Just to jump in, the Tigers are trying to re-sign him. But,
oh, okay.
But the Bulldogs offer is going to be higher, apparently, according to this article.
Okay. Apologies.
I think he'd be a good cheap get for any team in this competition, worth having to jump in at 7-6. I think he played a couple of games at the Tigers this year at 13 at the back end too.
Yeah, the back end. I think he did. Yep. I think he suited 9 better.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think he's a 9, but those sort of guys, they're very valuable to have in your side, and you know we've obviously seen he seems to be a very good fella as well to have
like,
in your club.
You look at a team like the Parry Eels, they're dying for a specialist 14.
Yep.
Like they would, like them with a specialist 14, you're going, holy heckers. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, it'd be a really solid, it'd be a depth signing, realistically, because Reid Marnie's an 80-minute hooker.
Fuck, hasn't he? But, like the doggies must be watching going, we got a fucking grand final hooker.
So he, like, if he does end up at the doggies, I think realistically he'd probably be a bench utility at best. And that's no knock on him. It's just that Marnie's an out and out 80-minute hooker. Be fantastic for the depth of the club. If anything did happen to mine, he could slot in and do a really solid job. So, yeah, don't mind it at all.
And again, just to be clear, guys, these are transfer whispers. So this is just all, you know, what's in the rumour mill, what's, you know, what may or may not be happening. This is not confirmed at all. Now, reportedly, Hunt and Dragons are around 100,000 apart from getting a deal done. If that is true, then you basically lock in Hunts and Dragons. If it's 100K... I highly doubt he's going to leave that club over 100K. It's interesting too because I wonder who put that report out there. Like, as in, was it the Dragons to put pressure on people going, mate, it's just 100K. You've had to be on a mill the last few years, you know, or is it, you know, Ben Hunt's management to let everyone know he's not being super greedy? It would be really interesting to see who threw that out there. What do you reckon, Guru?
There's a motive from whoever's done it.
100%. Because it's very specific.
Weirdly specific, yeah. I mean, if it is true, 100K, I think the Dragons, chuck him 150. He's worth it.
Mate. What are you with? Again, it's like the Tarponet question. What are you without him?
Yeah, you were, I think he's just had his career best year. 10th, was it, for the Dragons?
Yeah, he's asking, and this is just reportedly, but he's asking about 800, 850. So it's not like he's asking for 1.2.
Yeah, and then the vast majority of the rest of your spine is young guys who need a leader like him. So he's... You know, his career will finish in 3 years, but you'll still be paying dividends from it in 5, realistically.
Yeah. I think, and I said at the time, These are one of those times where you've got to throw the rule book out, throw the management system out, throw out all the business-minded, you know, we're a business and we're going to fucking get the best deal possible, and go, this bloke's come to us and said around 800K, let's meet him, boom, right there. We appreciate the fact that you've dropped about 400,000. That's around your value. Let's do it. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah. If he left the Dragons as a result of 100K, I'm not saying that's going to happen, it'd be the biggest debacle in St. George history, because as I said, they're nothing without him. Like, he's just the one of the very few bits of star power in that size. So if they, particularly if you're right and he's asking 850 or something, that's a steal for Ben Hunt.
That's, mate, and that, again, that was like, I'm pretty sure, like not necessarily confirmed, but the journo saying it was like basically saying they'd spoken to his manager. So it wasn't like, we'll put it this way, like, that doesn't just come from nowhere, that he's asking for 850. Like, what does a journo gain from making that up? Like, the journo actually would be better off saying he's asking for 1.5. If he's going to make something up, make the 1.5 million up. Because that's the story that gets the click, not the, you know, I want the 800, 850K.
And I mean, I think in 8 weeks' time, Ben Hunt's going to guarantee himself as the best hooker in the world.
Oh, so I think he's already done it.
I think he already is, but yeah. I think in 9 weeks' time, he's going to lock it in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 800K, Ben Hunt could be asking for more after that, so...
Yeah, it's hopefully the cookie crumbles in the right way, because, mate, if they lose Hunt, it is like the bad press that is going to generate. Oof. Holy heckers.
If you are the Dolphins, for example, reading this, and it's 100K, if it was 800K, like what? How much would you throw at Ben Hunt today to blow the Dragons out?
To get him? And like basically saying we're not going to buy Munster now?
I guess it depends.
I mean, I'd definitely offer him 800K. That's fucking for sure. Like,
for sure.
Jesus.
Yeah.
If I was the Broncos, I'd be offering him that.
Would you offer him a million?
Well, I guess the more question is like, then we can't offer Munster 1.5 or whatever. But look, if I was getting indications that Munster wasn't going to re-sign, I'd be throwing a million at a Hunt fucking any day of the week. I'd be throwing 1.2 at him if I was a Dolphin.
Surely if the Dolphins aren't throwing crazy, ridiculous money at Ben Hunt, that's got to be a good indication that they think they're a good sniff at Munster here.
I think the deal with Munster is done.
Done, yeah.
I reckon it's done. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, no, I like it. I'm with you, Kempy. I'd be happy to throw 1.2 at Hunt from a Dolphins perspective in particular. But it's a good shout. Like, you're just waiting for this marquee signing of the Dolphins. Like, Wayne's going to get someone. It has to be him, doesn't it? And if Hunt does go sign on with the Dragons, there's not even really been chat around him to the Dolphins, has there?
No.
So it's got to be Munster, doesn't it?
Got to be Munster. He already would have signed with the Storm. He's been offered, like, reportedly around the 900 mark. Mm. It's like, you know, unless he's getting 1.43, why would you go anywhere else?
Fuck, it's going to be interesting next year. Like, if we don't have... Like, do you think there's a world where we get to round one next year and we don't know where Cam Munster's going to be?
No, I've said it's going to be, they're going to give an answer in about a week.
Ooh.
Early next week, they reckon. So that'll be a fucking bombshell. Ooh, can't wait. We'll run out of content. We won't be able to talk about Munster each week. Roos is reportedly about to sign Jake Turpin. I think this is a great signing. Look, I know Turpin, he came on, started really well. I know in attack, you know, he's not as flary as some other, you know, nines. But defensively, I think he's a great nine, a really, really good nine defensively. I think the Roosters will get a best out of him. I like it. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it too. And I don't know, might be unpopular opinion, but I personally think that Cheese is probably better as a middle forward at the moment. I think eventually he'll be a better nine, but I think the Roosters would be smart to have another nine in their building that they can use if need be, if they need
genuine
to use
nine.
Cheese. Yeah. Because they're...
I think Cheese is a genuine nine, but I know what you mean.
But I mean, he might be a genuine nine, but he is one of the best middle forwards in rugby league as well. And I think there's been times this year where the Roosters, when, you know, Radley gets suspended or injured, where, fuck, it would be handy to chuck him in there. Especially with Tucky Aho leaving. We don't know what's going on with Lodge yet. Like, if they don't re-sign Lodge...
I think Lodge will stay.
I think he will too. But if he doesn't for whatever reason...
Yeah.
Like, Cheese as a middle forward becomes appealing to me. I know he wants to play nine, obviously, and I'm confident he will. But I think it is worth their while having another nine in the building.
What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, I like Jake Turpin. I think he's a very good footballer, and I was surprised he didn't start more games for Brisbane this year. I was just really surprised. It annoyed me a fair bit, just the choppy and changing between him, Walters, Pax. There's just no continuity, no consistency around that vital, vital position. And for the Roosters, as Guru said, I think I like Brendan Smith coming in as a hooker, but with the speed and intensity he plays the game at, maybe he's not an 80-minute hooker, maybe not yet anyway, a big pre-season, maybe a lot of fitness under his belt, shed a couple of kegs, he could be an 80-minute hooker, but to have Turpin, and at least earlier in the season, deputising, maybe playing 20 or 30 off the bench, at very least as a backup hooker, he's a damn good backup hooker to have at the club that you know can come in and play 80 minutes and do a job for you. So I can't imagine to be on a heap of money, and yeah, I think it'd be a great signing.
And I think we still haven't seen the best of Turpin. Mm. Like, a lot of people look at it and go, you know, was he setting the world alight at the Broncos last year? No, but like, he's still, what, 24, 25? Like, he's got plenty of years left to get to find his potential. And to be fair, like, there's quite a few players that have left the Broncos. Like, Brody Croft went to the Super League, won a Man of Steel. Tom Dearden went to the Cowboys, been incredible. Sam Walker, obviously, Reece Walsh. Like, you know, so who says he can't turn into an 80-minute NRL hooker? It's really possible. I will say, I think Sam Verrills is going to be missed massively at the Roosters. I think that, you know, he's a grand final winning hooker. So Jake, Turpin's good. Now, Dogs have signed off on a 12-week training trial worth $1,000 a week. I'm not sure who that is. Josh Reynolds. I think it's more just his energy that they're going to get in. I really think he's being like, and this is no disrespect to the great Grubb. This is no disrespect to the great Grubb. I love the Grubb. But I think this is more of a just that guy around the training paddock, because he is the best, you know, by all reports, the best trainer. And so I think he's almost being brought in as a windrunner, one of those, you know, those paces they sit out the front to get the boys going in the marathons and that.
And I love it.
Yeah, I think it's good. Like, he has in a week. He gives a fuck.
I reckon you could be paid in the same contract in 10 years' time and it'd still be worth just having at Canterbury. Yeah, he's obviously a guy, you know, he's not like your Turvies and these sort of guys that won heaps of premierships there, but he's Bulldogs through and through.
Mm.
Like, I don't know about you guys, but watching him play for the Tigers, I felt uncomfortable watching it.
Very strange.
It was just, such a weird little situation. So I love them bringing him back there. And as much as he is older and everything, I think if I'm a ball player or a 14 there, I'm nervous having Josh Reynolds there.
Mm. He's going to fight every week to get it.
He'll fight for every inch with me.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's well worth having him there.
You mean?
Yeah, it'd be awesome to see him back at that club. Hope he does turn into something. I said, whether it, you know, just being involved in that club, so maybe bleeds blue and white. We all remember that infamous farewell from Belmore Oval. The crowd lifted him off and it was just, there's so much passion there. Him being around that club can only do good things for them on and off the field. In a perfect world, he kills it, gets a top 30 spot, and we see him play a few games next season. But if not, just being around the training paddock, I think it would be wonderful.
Absolutely. And we've spoken about it, you know, with Todd Payton a bit. But as a coach, you need guys that are basically not your spies, because, like, you're not spying anyone. But you need, like, key members in the squad that are your men. They are 100% your men. Because if you don't, and the players start to think a certain way, that's how you lose playing groups. Whereas if you plant, you know, maybe a guy on the outside, like a senior player on the outside back that's 100% my man, a half that's 100% my man, a forward that's 100% my man, then you can get a feel for how the squad's feeling. You can you know, push your messages on. It's like, I think it's a big reason why Townsend was purchased by the Cowboys, because he's a coach's player. He's not a player that's going to, you know, do his own thing. He's going to do what the coach tells him, and he's going to do it to a T. And I think it's worked wonders for the Cowboys, and that's what I think also, you know, Reynolds is going to be for that squad as well. He's going to be a coach's man, you know. Exactly what the coach says, he's going to relay it to the boys.
And you already know that Josh Reynolds, he's never going to do anything that isn't the absolute best for the club.
Mm. Yep. Yep. Okay, now, team of the week. I'm refusing. This is the first split position I've ever given, because I'm refusing. I'm not going to back down on this one, boys. I don't care if the rules were the rules all year.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've got both Edwards and Gutherson at my fullback position. Can't split them. To'o on the wing, Holmes. I've got Graham in the centres playing with a broken rib. Holy heckers. Sivo on one edge. I thought Brown, although it didn't set the world alight, I think that Lane doesn't have the game he has without Brown feeding him the good ball. Cleary, front row. I had Leota at 8. I had Marnie at 9. Regan Campbell-Gillard at 10. I had Lane at 11. Kikau at 12. Damololo at 13. Baolo at 14. Cotter at 15. 16, I had Murray. And 17, I had Edwards and Gutherson again.
Busy week for the boys.
The boys. That's how good they play, baby. They could do that too, both of them. Back it up. Guru, what'd you have?
Yeah, my team's pretty similar. No shocks there. I had Gutho at fullback. As you said, him and Edwards were so close. I just thought, and we'll talk about it more, but Gutho, I reckon he saved 18 points the other night.
Easy.
He was all over
try the place. Try-savers, grubbers, fucking whatever you want.
Crazy. Sivo on the wing, Brian To'o on the other wing, Graham and Holmes were my centres, Dill Brown at 6, Cleary at 7. I had Campbell Gillard up front with James Fisher-Harris. And then I had Abby Kurosawa as my 9. I thought he was tremendous for Penrith. Sean Lane and Isaiah Papali'i in the back row. I had Madison in the 13. Then on my bench, I had Edwards, Murray, Cotter, and Junior Bolo.
Yep. Well, anyone else stand out for you, Timmy? As in, like, you got any people that you thought played well that we didn't mention?
Love your work, boys. I think you've got it covered there.
Fucking oath, bro. Fucking oath.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.